Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you were able to join me today as, with the Lord's help, we'll conclude this message I've been sharing this week, choosing. In other words, making a choice, a determination to claim and walk in God's covenant promise. We were looking at the words that Paul had to speak to the Galatian church, and he was rebuking them because you began in the Spirit, and he said, now do you think you're going to complete this work? Are you going to be made perfect in the flesh? They had returned to legalism. They were being corrupted by false doctrine, and he was afraid for them. That's why he wrote that epistle. And beloved, he was drawing from the illustration example in the life of Abraham. In Galatians, the fourth chapter, verses 28 through 31, he said very clearly that the son of the bondwoman, which was Ishmael, that he would not be heir with the son of the free woman, Sarah, of course, and that was Isaac. And he said, brethren, we're not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. And the old has to be cast out. God told Abraham that Ishmael was not to share in the inheritance, and they were sent off with provisions and with a promise that Ishmael would be multiplied into a great nation, but that was Abraham and Sarah's resolution, their logical way of seeing the promises of God fulfilled. And we see that certainly we've done it in our own lives. I was just sharing, as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, about David. He, with the purest and greatest intent of heart, he was bringing the very presence of God, the Ark of the Covenant, as all of Israel had anointed him king, and he was now moving into Jerusalem. He had removed the Jebusites, and it ended in tragedy. Uzzah died. I mean, he touched the ark when the oxen stumbled. And David was afraid of the Lord. He was very displeased because of the breach of Uzzah. And they sought the scriptures and found, I guess we're not doing this right. And so when the ark was carried on the shoulders of the priests, there was great rejoicing. And God, of course, accepted their worship and their praise. We see another example in Joshua. He was standing there ready. They were ready to begin the conquering of Canaan. He had formulated a plan to capture Jericho, and it was right in the middle of his human deliberation that lo and behold, a stranger in white appeared at his side. It was none other than the angel of the Lord, and told him of God's plan, which would call the walls to fall down flat, and that was their first amazing victory. And Gideon also thought he had a great plan, and it was all human understanding of purpose. It was a good one, but God had a better plan. That's true in every one of our lives. The human equation had to be minimized before the divine equation could be exalted and come into reality. Beloved, the old methods, the old systems, the old ways, things we've operated in the past, they have to be brought to the cross. We've treasured them. We've pampered them. We've wrapped them up with human sentiment. We've written hymns about them. We've preached about them. We've urged the congregation to never desert them. You know, we do as Mama did. But beloved, the fact is that God may have used such things in days past. He may have blessed them. Revivals might have occurred, but that does not mean He will use them now. It doesn't mean that they're going to be successful in the hour in which we are living. If we lag behind, if we keep on looking to the past, even the good things, we're going to miss God's best. Beloved, there is new wine to be had and to be poured out. Beloved, we need the discernment of God in this day, in these days in which we are living. There is so much that is taking place, and beloved, we have to understand and draw close to the Lord and know His Word. That's why we have to study to show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And only the Spirit of the Lord dwelling within us can do that. We have to understand that in the end, there's going to be judgment. You know, what does it say? When Jesus gave that parable about some enemy had sown tares in the field, and the workers, they came to the owner and they said, there are tares growing up. But what did the husbandman say? He said, let the tares grow up with the wheat. And that's going to be the situation in the body of Christ in the world today. There are going to be tares. There are going to be wolves in sheep clothing. The sheep and goats have run together. They're all in a huddle, the clean and the unclean. The wheat and the tares will grow side by side. In fact, that was the admonition, let them grow up. How are we going to discern? How are we going to know the Spirit of the Lord? That's one of the gifts of the Spirit. We can know the things that are of God. We can know the things that are of the enemy. We can know the things that are of flesh. God is going to build His house. He's going to build the body of Christ. He's going to cause every member to be fitly framed, fitly joined together, but it's going to be by the Spirit of the Lord. We can't orchestrate it. We can't organize it. We can't appoint commissions and committees to bring it to pass. Except the Lord build the house, they that labor in vain. It's got to be by the Spirit of the Lord. There's no amount of programs. There's no amount of community outreach. There's nothing that we can do that appeals to the natural mind and the carnal man. Not that God cannot use good things. Of course He can. However, that cannot be our emphasis. It has to be the anointing. It has to be the preaching of the Word of God. It is the Word of God. Why? It says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we've got to preach the Word. We've got to trust that the simplicity of the foolishness of preaching the cross of Christ is sufficient to bring men to Christ, to bring men to salvation. Beloved, it's the foolishness of the cross. Oh, it confronts and confounds the world. They abhor it. They're into relative truth. There's many different ways to get to heaven. Beloved, that's the message of the world. Well, when we die, we're all going to go to heaven. Don't you believe it for a minute. And that's why Christians increasingly are going to be hated, because we cannot compromise. We can't move from the truth. We cannot say, well, yes, there are many ways to the Lord. No, beloved, there is only one way, and His name is Jesus. He alone is the way in the truth and the life. He alone is the door to the sheepfold. Hallelujah. We need to separate the sheep and the goats by the gift of discernment, and the wheat and the tares. He said they're going to grow up together, but it is given to the sheep to know the mysteries of the kingdom. The sheep know My voice, Jesus said, and none other will they follow. In fact, I thought it was really interesting when Jesus prayed for the sheep, for His beloved disciples and all those who would believe on Him through their word. He said, Father, I don't pray for the world. I pray for those whom You have given Me. And it is the sheep who have the embryo of faith. That faith is creative power, which will bring us into the mainstream of God's covenant promises. Listen to what Paul again says in the fourth chapter of Galatians, verse 22 and 23. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Praise God. For this Hagar, this is verse 25, is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. Praise God. And then a couple more scriptures to share with you found in Psalm 46. Oh, hallelujah. It says, there is a river. Beloved, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Praise God. Beloved child, the Spirit of the Lord would minister these words of truth and of life to you, even at this moment. Is it not written that as the Israelites prepared for the Passover, they were to cast out the leaven? None was to be found in their house. So I speak to my people this day to cast out the old leaven, the leaven of sin, the leaven of the old nature. Allow the Spirit of the Lord to bring you into that freedom that I have desired for you. For you, if you live in the Spirit, you should walk in the Spirit. And there is no condemnation to those who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Lo, though your heart and flesh may fail, I am your God. I am the strength of your life and your portion forever. And I will give you that discernment, that wisdom that you need, that you can walk in these evil days, knowing that I surround you with my protection, and you shall not fall. You shall not turn to the right or to the left, but you shall keep your face set as a flint upon the things of God. If your eye be single, your whole body shall be full of light, says the Lord. Keep your eyes on me, and I will lead you forth in a straight path, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, beloved, it's been a privilege to minister. I hope, whereas my words may be so inadequate, I pray that the Spirit of the Lord will let this revelation of truth be so unveiled in your heart that it will be the way of the Lord, not the way that man has devised. It may sound good, beloved, but it's only the divine purpose of God and his way of accomplishing it that will be honored, where God will be glorified and not man. It's not our efforts, but it's the Spirit of the Lord that will bring it to pass. I love you. I thank you for your prayer support. I pray for you every day. My UCM partners, I love you. Thank you for all that you do to keep us on the air. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.